Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Become a Guest to Apply. All right, so today's a special episode. We have Mansoor Khatib on the line, and we'd like to announce that he is an upcoming author in one of our upcoming Mission Matters Business Leaders books. Mansoor is the CEO of GBT Technologies, and we'll learn a little bit more about what he's doing there, of course, and also the upcoming book. But before all of that, I'd like to just say, hey, Mansoor, finally, we get to work together. Welcome to the show.
It's awesome. Nice meeting you, Adam. And yeah, let's roll. I love to do this. And
yeah, we're going to have some fun. So first thing first, Mansoor, we're going to start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Mansoor, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Mansoor, what mission matters to you?
Yeah, so this is a long way always, and I want to keep it short. My mission is really to change, share life experiences and learn from those life experiences, and with that, create a better world. And that it, either in a private life or in a business life. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do at, I try to do in my private life, to share stories and hopefully lessons. And the company I'm working, GBT Technologies, we're trying to develop futuristic technologies and IP and patents to hopefully have a huge impact in this world in a positive way.
I want to start let's go back in time a little bit here. So before GBT Technologies, how did you get started in your career and in business?
So this is interesting. If you hear, I have a German accent. So I live in the United States now, but I worked all over the world, many, many countries. And so I'm familiar with different backgrounds and people, religions and emotions and whatever you do. And I am actually trained in electro engineering and economist. I'm an economist, but I never worked a day in my life in those two jobs, what is kind of interesting. And in 2012, I had a life-changing experience, and I wanted to do better in this world and started to develop solar projects, solar projects. And in 2016, so I did those huge utility fields as an early stage developer. And then in 2016, a lot of things changed politically for the solar fields or for solar renewable energies. And I got a chance to work and join GBT Technologies. And first on the marketing side. And then when COVID came, we had to make some changes. We lost our CEO. We lost half of our board. And then I took it from there and took on the position as a CEO. And that's right here at that very stage. And then we changed the company and changed the projection of the company. And that's what we do today.
Yeah. And I want to stay, and we'll get further into GBT Technologies, but I want to maybe stay in the younger years a little bit more, prior to and earlier in your career. You've always been kind of surrounded with different technologies and thought processes that could have huge impacts. So when you talk about things like solar or some of the other projects and industries you've worked in, there are some, there's some, let's just say, some viewers out there that have, big dreams and want to make big effect and impact in the world as well. What's some of the advice or some of the things that you've drawn from as you've kind of progressed through your career that kind of kept you on that path? What kind of advice would you give to that next group of, let's say, business people or entrepreneurs?
Number one, to read my book. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm in. I like that one.
Yeah, this is so the just to just touch on this. The book is a very personal story. It's a personal situation I was in very young years, what had a huge impact on the rest of my life, and I will basically explain what decisions came out of this experience. What I have learned over the last 40, 50, 60 years of my life, number one, life matters. Mm. Whatever you do, life matters, truth matters, and equality matters. So when you do something, when you do something, anything, you know, it doesn't matter if you do music or if you do travel or if you do technology, you need to have some guidelines in your life. And for me, it was always life equality and long-term planning. I was always a team player in many, 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 many ways. So it's probably through my jobs or in school, or I tried to in sports. And when you plan with people, you need to respect with people. You need to make it a common goal. Whatever your goal is, you need to make it a common goal. Mm-hmm. You need to not have people work for you. You have to work with them. Mm-hmm. What is really, well, have them work with you. And also planning. I think always planning is great. It's a great tool. Mm-hmm. I like the idea to plan ahead 200 years. I know I'm not going to live 200 years, but if I plan 200 years ahead, I see the mistakes, the impact small decisions can, you know, and you see this in climate today. If you would have work plan 200 years, 20 years ago or 30 years ago, we would not be in a situation where we are right now. Mm-hmm. That's a great example, for example.
Yeah. I want to thank you for that. Thank you for that insight. And I want to spend some time today also on GBT technology. So you mentioned that, you know, there was some restructuring in the companies and that, you know, you decided on a new direction and a new focus. So I think it's very interesting as I've gotten to know you and I've seen restructures and in the past with other companies and other things. I think it's a very interesting route that you and your team are taking. And maybe if you could just give us a little bit more on that and elaborate on the direction that you've in the vision for the future.
Okay, so GBT is we are a very small company. We tried in the past to build different technologies. In 2020, when COVID started, because we developed new technologies, it was very hard for us to raise any money. COVID even made it worse. Yeah. And we lost our CEO, we lost the financial person, and we lost, you know, part of the board. And I kind of took over as the CEO. I got offered the position and sat down with our, I want to say, genius, Danny Whitman, Dr. Danny Whitman, who's our CTO. And we looked at it. We looked at all the technologies, and I basically said, okay, let's see what we can do. What do we have? What we have done over the last 5 years or something like this as a company? What did we do? And in the end, what really happened was that I had a huge list of stuff and great ideas, great technologies, but in the end, way too many we could even handle. We are a small team and we didn't have the money either. And especially going into COVID, we need to come up with some ideas or new ideas. And after a little bit thinking, we basically turned to biotech. Yeah. We said, we want to become we are really good with ideas and patents. Mm-hmm. We just had a patent for a 3D chip approved. And we also had another patent for GPS-less tracking and IoT approved. And I said, look, we're really good in getting patents. We're just underfunded to do, you know, to do a new chip or so. You need $50 million, $100 million to do something like this. I said, why not, you know, develop patents over the next years? And so we put some goals out. And so we started, you know, put our heads down and started developing patents. And we started out with two or three patents. And I just did a little accounting yesterday. We have like 10 approved patents. And altogether, we have 35 basically submitted or pending or approved. And my goal was actually to have 20 by end of next year. So we basically are a year ahead of our goal, and we're developing patents in different areas. And one is a chip manufacturing.
Yeah.
We have a real 3D chip. We have computer vision. We have cybersecurity, and we are expanding on those patents and learning. And, you know, the chip, even EDA software for chip design, and our chip design and EDA software, the patents, I hope they make it big. You know, that's really what we're doing, you know. And it could change the industry, of course. But, you know, we all believe that. You know?
I'm interested in this too, because you're taking on like big problems and big innovations. So what do you feel that GBT's technology could, like, what impact do you think that could play on the future?
So obviously we have now a whole bunch of different areas. I could I could talk in every area for hours, but I give you the 3D chip.
Yeah.
And just for the people, I take this example always. If you want to learn how about the 3D chip, it's a 3D multiplanner. And when I say 3D multiplanner, just imagine this. Normally you have a chip, this is my phone, my phone chip, and you have a little, normally you have all the nodes or the transistors on top of it. And it's a real estate game. Yeah, it's it's this simple. As more space you have, as more nodes you can have. And the industry has been shrinking the transistors. And by shrinking them, they could fit more on the same real estate. That's really as simple as it is. We did a very simple approach, and I just take one form. Let's assume you have a cube like this, and this is hollow. So none, suddenly, and you just make it a little bit thicker. So suddenly you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 new sides. You increased, basically increased the real estate of that same chip by just making it a little bit thicker. And what else you got? You got more ways to route, you know, to find routing. You have the top, you have the low, you have the inside. So building this chip is a whole new way of manufacturing. And so this is not an Intel vs. AMD or something. This is a new way to manufacture. And because the world is shrinking in their nodes, you know, you probably hear that 9 nanometer, 7 nanometer, 5 nanometer, you know, going smaller, smaller, smaller. We will not be able to outshrink ourselves. We will hit, you know, some hurdles. You know, we're racing towards the freeway, you know, we're tracing down the freeway, and we will hit, I don't know, the 2 nanometer, you know, wall, or the 3 nanometer or 1.5 nanometer, but we are going to hit a wall. And so we just, with our 3D idea, we just, you know, made a right turn into into free field. And so theoretically, if we are right, this could be become very huge, because there's nothing after 2 nanometer. I know everybody talks about quantum computers, and you know, but I mean, it must be realistic. Those things are still years ahead and years out. And I'm not talking about 2 years or 3 years. I'm talking about maybe more than 15 or 20. So we hope that we have an alternative once we hit the 2 nanometer wall or the 3 nanometer wall, that we have an alternative to continue evolution and make the chips faster. And faster chips, as you all experience right now, you know, America just makes a big push for bringing all those chip technology home. This is the future. This has always have been the future, but now it's world leadership is depending on it. Whoever has the fastest chips in 5 years or 6 years, and the infrastructure is the leader of the world. That's probably what it is right now.
And how do you, I'm curious, how do you kind of decide what route you're going to go in terms of like what's the next patent or the next idea you pursue in terms of protecting intellectual property wise? I'm curious because I know you and lots of great ideas, but there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that are watching this too, that they're like, man, like what should I be protecting? What can I protect? What shouldn't I be? So I'm just curious your thought process and your team's thought process on what project you you choose to pursue next.
So we made, and I'm not saying we made some mistakes, obviously, in the past. And I'm, but and I think it happened intuitive, and we were lucky in a sense. So I'm happy to share this. But the reality is, when you have a couple of guys who are kind of nerdy getting together and developing something into the dark, because it's a great technology, that it needs adaption to the market.
We
got lucky with EDA software and the 3D chip that we get patents, and that was probably a shot in the dark at that point. But then afterwards, we actually started to grow. I did a little research within the, you know, within the limits of our team, but I did research of which areas of the world is growing, which markets are growing, which technologies are growing. And I said, okay, we are a small company. We cannot afford to develop into the dark. We have to develop into markets who are growing and come up with great ideas. So that's that's where the, so 2 years ago, this process became a little bit more focused. And then what really, then we said focused, we had some really good feedback from two or three larger companies on one of our software projects and on our 3D. Once we had it approved, we had a lot of comments internally. Okay, nobody, there's no Samsung or any big company yet who officially says they're interested, but there's a, we had good comments and we decided to expand on this.
Yeah.
And now we're now starting to become more strategic and do more research in which area we're going to develop. Mm. I think in the end, you have to see if there's demand for your, if there's a need and if there's demand and if there's growth in your section, in that segment. If you don't have growth, you know, it's very, very difficult to get any traction. And we have areas where there is growth and we have difficulties to have, you know, traction. You know?
What trends right now would you say kind of excite you? And it doesn't have to be necessarily one that you're working on right now, whether it's the chip or otherwise, but just what trends in your environment and technology just excite you right now?
Okay, I am, of course, by heart, I love renewable energy, what has nothing to do with the company. I love green tech in any way, shape, or form. So I love that because it creates better lives and better societies. Mm-hmm. I love AI because robots, because it can create better societies and life. Mm-hmm. When we talk AI, I think there's a lot of misconception in AI, you know, because there's AI and then there's machine learning. And I wanna say, you know, a lot of people say, oh, this is AI, this is AI.
Yeah.
Really true AI, there may be three or four companies who really have true AI. And 90% of people say we have AI. It's basically, hey, the computer does something. You put something in or the computer hears something, goes to a database and responds to this. It's really not truly AI, but let's just play with this. There will be a tremendous growth in this area. I love this besides the technology. I think all this can come together. AI, green technology, chip technology, and basically improve food security, social issues. Danny and I, we came up with like this one concept of the truth finder, especially politically where we were right now, where there's so many so many statements are wrong, you know, and so that there's so many things you can do. And I just love everything what, you know, improves the quality of life for everybody. And technology can always have both sides, can be good or bad. So that's why I choose to be in technology. I try to be one of the better guys and not just use it to take advantage of everything, but to create a better society.
So Mansoor, obviously we have the book coming up and I'm excited to promote that. And just so everybody knows, we won't do a deep dive into the book today, but that's intentional. So we'll be bringing Mansoor back onto the show for a second part of this interview once his book is live. But other than the book, Mansoor, I'm curious, like, so what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for GBT Technologies?
So what's next for me? Obviously, I'm kind of married to the company at this
point. Oh, yeah.
You know, so, you know, because I think it is exciting. So with GBT, we will roll out more things. We will actually basically accelerate our IP production. So as I said, we originally wanted to have 20 patents by end of next year. So last three days, I'm actually running around like a little chicken after we did a little analysis. And I think we want to try to do maybe 50 or 100, you know, but I don't know if that's a little bit overkill with our situation financially, but, you know, that doesn't mean that we cannot try. So that's excites me. And on the family life, I love to spend some time with my family and, you know, and have just good relationships with everybody. I'm a very simple person, even I sometimes a little bit crazy in my head with ideas, at least when it comes to technology. But in the end, we all just want to enjoy life. Yeah. And if we can share this, our ideas a little bit and help, you know, create this for other people, regardless if it's your friends or your foe, then that is a life worth living. I think.
Yeah. Well, great having you on the show. And as I've gotten to know you, gotten to know more about GBT Technologies, I'm excited to watch the journey and to continue to see how everything works out and unfolds, especially with these technologies. That being said, if somebody wants to learn more about GBT Technologies or to connect with your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, obviously. Thank you. I thought I'd talk more about the book, but that's next time.
No. This is what you call, Mansoor. This is what you call a cliffhanger. That's intentional. We want to sell
books. We do this. Okay.
You can't give them everything today.
No, it's okay. It's cool. No, obviously our website is www.gbtti.com.
Yeah.
And if you send an email to info@gbtti.com, you actually will reach me. It will take a couple of days, but I'm the one who still reads those emails. Mm-hmm. We're a small team. And obviously, we have an 800 number on our website. You can don't call before 6. You know, we're not picking up. And if you want to learn, if I have time, I talk to anybody. I talk to a bunch of investors on a regular basis. You know, they ask questions, a little bit strategy, a little policy, sometimes education. But if I have time, I'd be happy to talk to people.
Fantastic. We'll put the website and all that information in the show notes so that people can just click on the links and head right on over and check out the website. And speaking of the audience, if this is the first time tuning in to a Mission Matters episode or connecting with the platform, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission and their businesses, and really what we can all learn and gain from that knowledge so we all grow together. That's the point. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or engaging to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Mansoor, again, until the next time when we bring you back on the show, we're going to do a deep dive into that book once it's live. So thanks again for coming on the show.
And, you know, let's do it. Have a wonderful day. I thank you very much. And I thank you for having the chance to share a little bit about the company and myself. And looking forward to see you soon. Thank you.